Yes, some of the best bumpers in the business from Dan Long in the booth tonight. We're going to have that until 5 a.m. It is Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio in for Nick DiGilio. We've got Dino Tiberi to my right.
I'm here.
And we've got some, we've got a nice kind of jumpstart lead off onto the Thanksgiving week. It is officially Thanksgiving-ish enough to go ahead and mention that everybody is kind of thinking about it, whether they're thinking about enjoying, you know, that Wednesday night out, which could last, you know, until
well into Thursday morning.
Well into Thursday morning.
And Friday and Saturday.
Whether they're enjoying that or whether they're just kind of prepping for, I mean, I heard a little bit from Patty, prepping for a lot of the stuff that is going to be going on, whether it's family coming to town, whether it's prepping for some of those dishes, whether it's just mentally or maybe in sort of the mouth scenario, prepping for some of the foods, some of those so friendly family style foods that you know love, but you don't see all that often, kind of like that one cousin or the uncle or some other people.
Yeah, that you see once every like 3 years. Oh, by the way, so-and-so is going to be in town. Oh, really? I haven't seen him
it's,
since.
And sometimes it's yeah, and sometimes it's ah.
Really?
I'm going to get my
not that guy.
Right. Like, let's hope that he's kicked whatever. Or that he's not super. Well, because, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday is a time to come together. It is one of those universal holidays. Everybody feels really inspired to collect each other and then sit down and kind of figure out what people are doing, get in there, kind of talk about, you know, just different family stuff, and everybody kind of spends time together. And it's always, you know, I think predominantly a positive experience. And sometimes it's like, well, you know, you've got one of those relatives that wants to talk, even on the radio side, that you think there's certain things that are sort of polarizing. You know, you've got that one uncle that wants to talk abortion and gun control and politics.
Right on.
Right.
And I just want to talk about what the next game is that's coming on.
Yeah, and after a couple wild turkeys, things get heated.
Right.
So you hope that all that stuff is going to go great, but people are planning on it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Some of the things that you're looking forward to, thankful for, I think is the kind of the reason for the season on that. 312-981-7200. You could certainly share all of those things. We're going to enter to win, because here's the other thing we're going to talk about. And Dan has printed out some alternatives to the traditional. Just as, you know, we've had a lot of non-traditional things happening in the world, we become more open to doing things a little bit of a different way, as much as we embrace some of the past. And people are, and I know, you know, on the food side of things, people are looking towards kind of breaking from the norm, maybe have some of the traditional stuff there, but also incorporating maybe some new and cool things that they do, or even just blowing the whole thing up and having Chinese, or maybe even a bone of beef, you know, maybe that's what they'll
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong. Whatever food you share, it doesn't really make any difference. The main thing is that you're sharing it with your family and your friends, and it's all in a good spirits and a good time.
312-981-7200. Everybody who participated is going to be entered in to win a $25 Bona Beef gift card. Maybe even, I'll check with the powers that be, maybe a beef party for 10.
Wow.
Now, it wouldn't necessarily be on Thanksgiving. This will be another time where they have to go to the restaurant and enjoy it. But maybe that's kind of fun for some people. I know that we've done some holidays at Bona Beef where we've all just kind of said, it's easier just to go there. This is the absolute truth. This isn't something in a copy. Because when I told the Bona folks, because one of them had asked, like, it's like, Dane, so before, you know, they participated in your show, because for those people that listen to, you know, On the Road, we have a bona fide ride of the show where people share their first car, favorite car, or dream car. And then, you know, one of them wins, you know, some kind of bona
gift certificate there.
Yeah, $25 or a beef party for 10 or beef for life.
Wow.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Well, it depends on who you are and how long you plan on living. So.
Good point.
Right. It's like I'm terminal.
Life might be shortened after you have some of those.
Yeah. So they had asked me, like, so Dan, before we, you know, did all this exciting stuff together, were you familiar with, and the way they said it was our product? I'm like, of course. Well,
yeah.
And I shared the story of, I think, last year. You know, my parents are, you know, they're a little bit older, and, you know, sometimes some of these big things, whether it's like a Christmas, you know, kind of afternoon dinner, it depends. And plus schedules on the radio, things are tough. It's tough to put all that stuff together sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming, I think.
And they had asked if we could go to Bona Beef.
That was a request.
On a Christmas Eve afternoon. And so we did that, and I shared that, and then it was like, oh, okay. You know, if you can do that. So you have an opportunity to do that kind of stuff, too. 312-981-7200. If you just add in, and you could just add in any way that you want to. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff.
Sure. It's whatever you want to do. And, you know, if there's new ideas out there, certainly we're all ears for that.
Or new ways to introduce. One thing that Patty and her crew, because that's what they go by, that they kind of did is they inspired me not only to appreciate, and Esmeralda, we'll talk with her a little bit later on in the program too. She said the thing she looks forward to most is gravy. I'm not sure if it's an ice cold, you know,
gravy
stein of gravy, stein,
yeah,
of gravy, or maybe just, you know, you've got your certain kind of gravy flavored up and then you just really look forward to it during Thanksgiving. But also, too, as the other guys brought up, the Brussels sprout. Now, the Brussels sprout was the bane of one of my childhood existences. And
not
was,
a fan.
Yeah, it was tough. Like, I did not like the Brussels. The Brussels sprout and I had not gotten along. They suggested maybe, you know, pairing it with a nice bacon. and I'm
and
saying,
about four Budweisers.
There's a handful of ingredients out there that are kind of on the cooking side, almost cheating, right? You can almost have anything. You throw some bacon on it.
Sure.
Throw some truffle oil, throw some lobster on it.
Yeah.
And then it isn't really the horrible thing it was anymore. Right.
Right. So I don't know. I never really got along with the Brussels sprout. So, but hey, if there's a way to improve the taste and make it, you know, where it actually is easy to go down, and then I'm all ears, because I'll try something once, and if I don't like it, I'll just go back to the way it was before I started.
You know who hates to hear that, and they say they're going to keep trying, Dino, and keep giving them a chance, is the big Brussels sprout lobby. And you know, and anybody knows that when it comes to food, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy.
Especially you sure are.
If that glass is up to the brim with gravy, right, Esmeralda? So I'm thinking, if there's ways to, if all you need is to kind of bring things into the forefront, imagine the boardroom, if you will, Dino, where a lot of the big, and I'm doing the air quotes, players in the Brussels sprout game are sitting at the table saying, like,
how can we make this more of a marketable product?
Yeah, like they'll have the marketing people, and one of them will say, well, can't you do it like what you did with the egg, you know, incredible and edible.
Right. Right? Catchy slogan.
Right. When can Brussels sprouts be what's for dinner? You know, I mean, right?
Before you go about, get yourself a Brussels sprout.
Remember when milk, you know, had kind of fallen by the wayside in popularity? Certainly it's always been there, right? If you're a little kid or a baby, sure, you're a milk fan. But, you know, when they did the whole, you smear.
Got milk, right?
Yeah, got milk, you smear. Got sprout.
Most people would be shaking their head no.
Or, and this will be, you know, one of the last, well, maybe there'll be more, who knows, 312-981-7200, but, or you get a catchy and irresistible mascot, right? You get like Sprouty.
Sprouty.
You know, with his sidekick.
Gravy.
Brussels.
No. Bacon.
No, that's too easy. If you're playing and you're the marketing person trying to come up with something great for the Brussels sprout people and you just say, I got it. Bacon. That then you
that
want
covers
your,
it.
You want your money back because they didn't put too much time.
Yeah.
Into, you know, because that's the answer to all the world's problems.
Exactly.
If
right.
we could bring bacon, and this, I'm being serious here, Dino. If we could bring bacon into the North Korea situation, and it doesn't have to be, you know, from you know, maybe from the State Department to North Korea. It could just be something to lighten the mood in general. You know, where he wakes up
and there's some bacon right next to his bed.
And then he's tweeting in maybe a more like, hey, maybe we can
Let's
work it out.
Let's hold off on that testing today. I've got a bacon fix I got to take care of.
I'm feeling a little better just about life in general. So, you know, and who knows, right? That could be the thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, I don't want to say it's going to be an eclectic show, but it is going to be, you know, a bunch of different things. We will talk a little bit of movies. We're going to talk some TV. Dan has printed out some of the things from Netflix. Dino, I know that you are a member of the Netflix community.
I am. I like Netflix because cable, you know, they circulate the same movies over and over again. And you go back to Netflix, I'll binge watch seasons of shows that I like and seasons of shows that I've been meaning to watch. I never got down.
Meaning to like.
Meaning to try. But that's a perfect way to do it. You just hunker down. You take a Saturday night and just go right through it. I went through.
You just commit to the Indian.
Exactly. I mean, I did that with House of Cards. Every time the seasons were released, I didn't watch one a week and then, you know, go to the next week.
You
and
can't
wait.
Be told how to consume your TV.
Knock it all out in a weekend. You're done.
Wow. I need help with that because there are things that, you know, and it's happened. This has happened over the years. A little bit of a confession here, because even when, let's say, Murder, She Wrote was big, you know, I missed that. I didn't see any of it, you know, or even like Breaking Bad. You know, I'm watching other things. Trust me, I'm not
sure.
Under a complete giant heavy boulder rock, you know, but I'm watching, you know, like some, you know, sports and your
sure,
news, kind of keeping up on things.
Yeah.
I just didn't have, I missed some of these ones that were, you know, some of the shows I saw, but some of them, you know, everyone's talking about, it's the big finale of this, you know, I haven't seen it. You know, Breaking Bad, I didn't get a chance to see that. No. Although it's a compelling storyline, right? Man, I don't know, somehow disappointed by the system, breaks off into a new career path, illegal drug sales, right? Yep. Wasn't that it?
You know? That's the premise of it, basically. That's one that's on the list. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
So you need help, too.
Yeah, I just need to get to it. I know where it is. I know, you know, how to access it and get what I want. I just got to make the time and do it.
Dan, do you have Netflix?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because it is really, you know, it's almost the no-brainer way to get TV, right? Isn't it like $10 a month and it's pretty much all you can watch?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, all that they offer anyway. The problem now, though, is, and this is a whole separate discussion, is now, you know, Disney is pulling their stuff and, you know, DC is pulling their stuff from Netflix, and everyone is now trying to start their own streaming service. So it completely obliterates the advantage to cutting the cord. You know, you might as well just buy cable if you're going to pay for Netflix and then this subscription and that subscription.
So now it's a little more complicated. Now it isn't as easy as just going. It sounds like, you know, when you look at as Jessica Tandy got a little bit older, it was tough to go back and get into Murder, She Wrote. So maybe that ship has passed. Well, 312-981-7200, we'll talk about that. Plus other things that are going on as we kind of kick in to the holiday season. Dino, you know the Chris Kindle Market is happening. There's a bunch of different events all over the place. Plus, we've got some things. We're going to talk to some different chefs and superstars. I'll be doing the Thanksgiving show, and we've got some great people on, so we're going to have some great clips, maybe join in with some of those. Plus, this is not on the positive and funny side, typically. But the whole elephant thing, and I know you're not a big game hunter. I've never heard you say, like, hey, look at my caribou or whatever.
I know where that's going, you know, that discussion. It'll be, you know, recent developments as far as the president talking about elephants and the, you know, big game hunting.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem to be a fan of it. You know, his kids are, so obviously there's, you know, you got some people within the trust bubble that are supporting it, but he doesn't seem to be a fan of it. Not sure exactly how it'll go. I got a chance on one of our road trips, and that's another thing we'll talk about is through this holiday time, you get a little bit of time off. Where are you guys going to go on kind of a road trip? You know, someplace you can get to within
a day,
a handful of hours, right? Yeah. We're not talking Tahiti here, but that you can go spend a couple days. It is something that people may not know about. So on this program, we're going to have, and here's one of the reasons that I brought that up, is you've got the elephant thing. You've got, you know, elephant, giraffes, big game, is Wilstom Ranch. It is down in Indiana. It is a little bit, it's kind of by French Lick, so it isn't super close.
No, but it's not far. It's not horribly far. It's about four hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So it's definitely something you can get to. And it is an amazing place where you have the ability to get up close and personal with African elephants, with giraffes, and hang out with them. You can, you know, pat them and hang out with them. You can feed them. You can do all sorts. You can bathe them. You can clip their toenails, Dino, if that's something that you want to do. Well, people who love elephants.
Well, elephants, they need some hygiene, too.
I think that's one of the answers to a lot of this as far as the desire to go ahead and hunt. And there's nothing against, I don't have anything against hunting, especially in the Midwest. You know, there's a big part of it in Wisconsin, you know, the deer hunting. It's a big part of the culture. So I get that. But for some of these animals that are, you know, that are endangered, you know, that are endangered and really that there's an opportunity, I think, to have people experience them in different ways than death, right? That this is an option for you to go at. And I think once you get a chance to see them up close, it's tough. It would, at least for me, it would be tough to blow them away.
pull out a gun and shoot them.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get to some of that as well. We're going to take a break. We're a little behind. When we come back, we're going to have kind of all of that stuff. We're going to talk, I know Dan's going to print out some stories. Maybe we'll go into the Netflix thing real quick, some of the things that are out there. It's Dane here for Nick on 720 WGN. Dane Neal live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, in for Nick until 5 a.m. Dino Tiberi to my right, Dan Long in the booth. And we're talking about entertainment in general. Netflix is one of those things. It has become kind of the no-brainer for TV. In fact, a lot of the you know, people that are getting into and maybe a little bit resistant to the whole cable situation, the cable thing, the satellite thing, you know, I don't think this is news to the DirecTV people, the Dish people. Sometimes their own dysfunction can get in the way. Dino, you remember, I don't know if you ever had Dish, but it was maybe last year or the season before, might have been the World Series season, where they were busy fighting with WGN the whole time.
Well, there was a crawl that came across the other day while I was watching the Bears game. It said that
Channel 2.
Channel 2 is fighting with Dish Network right currently. That's maybe going away on Dish Network. It's like, how does that happen?
the regular television, and it depends, and there's so many other ways to consume that everyday news. It isn't like it used to be, you know, we have to find a way to turn on and see Dan Rather, you know, tell us what happened in the world. You know, now you're getting it 24/7, really. You're getting it in a news feed. You're getting it in Twitter. You're getting it in social media. You're getting it from your friends. You're getting it so many different ways, just on your phone or whatever personal device you have. So other than that and live sports, like regular TV, what is it good for? You know, if you can get some of those series that you know and love in other ways, like Netflix.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm really torn right now. I'm battling whether I want to cancel my cable and just
I want to cancel it, but then I always feel like I can't watch. You know,
things on there that I'll miss, and there's also things that I have access to now that I definitely won't have, and I want. It's the problem is you just can't pick and choose. You have to, you know, they have you, you know, right in their fists. You know, basically, you know,
when their clutches.
Exactly right. So you know you. Whatever, when you pick it, they give you a list of channels to watch, and that's it. It's not where you can do like a la carte and just pick things out that, you know, what you want, and then the rest of those worthless channels, you know, do I need to have 10 Home Shopping Network channels? Probably not. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's out there. So it's like, I don't need this, but at the same time, if I don't keep it, I'm going to miss, especially when
you feel like you're going to miss it. Because how many times have you gone where you've either, you know, you had like stuff that you knew was stuff you sort of wanted, and then you lost it, and then you forgot what it even was, right? And then you're like, and you certainly haven't missed it. It's not like on a daily basis. Where is that stuff? I'm with you, Dino. I'm not an either or. I'm an and guy too. You know, so I'm thinking, okay, well, I should probably have. There was even a time when, and this is as crazy as it sounds, this is years ago, where because of NFL Sunday Ticket and DirecTV, you know, I had to see all the games, not because of any kind of, you know, gambling addiction or pools or anything like that.
I just wanted to watch
them. Yeah, I enjoyed watching the games. And you didn't get a ton of them that you'd have an opportunity to see. And then also had Comcast because they had the best internet. So I had like cable TV from Comcast and then also DirecTV at the same time, which is,
that's a little overkill
that's
there.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I would never be able to do that.
It was because I didn't want to miss anything. It's as dumb as it gets. And it's a no-brainer now because you're looking at, even if you pare it down, they'll trick you into saying, oh, it's $19.99, but it's never going to stay there.
I've been in a battle with both. I have AT&T. My dad has Comcast. So I'm trying to get him to get more channels. I'm trying to get less. And you know what that's like when you're dealing with the customer service groups. What a nightmare. I mean, I've been on the phone literally. I charted the time that I was on trying to get, just to try to find out what it was costing me. I had to make 3 phone calls to Comcast. It was insane.
What they'll also do is while you're on that phone call, if you've intimated in any way that you're open to the idea of canceling the service, they'll try to like offer you more stuff. But it'll be a tremendous bargain. So it'll be like, hey, we're going to give you 2 movies, and how about we give you HBO for 3 months for like $4? Well, you know, typically the world keeps spinning, and that 4 months is going to be over.
Comes and goes, and then it's like, oh, look at this. It's $400 this month.
And then you're billing. Well, geez, Dino, I don't know that it's ever, even for combinations of all the services, if it's ever been that much.
But it's
somewhere, you know, it starts off somewhere in the $50 range, and it ends up somewhere in the $150 range. And it kind of sucks. And you look at Netflix, Dan, you mentioned that it's like $10 a month. You know, do you have multiple things, or do you feel, because from a regular daily news perspective, you can obviously you work here, but you can get all that stuff in so many different places. Is all you have is Netflix as far as TV that you're paying for?
In terms of TV? Yeah, I try to. I've recently, you know, kind of cut down and tried to mainstream everything. Keep it. I like stuff as simple as possible.
So you're not doing. You don't have like a Dish subscription. You don't have cable, DirecTV. You know, Comcast, any of that stuff, and Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, I've been using. I do use my my parents' DirecTV
occasionally, right? Okay.
Because really, live traditional TV is the best for watching sports. I found I don't like trying to stream sports.
Yeah. See, that's it. No, Dan, you're right, and that's where they get you because there is no substitute. Seven 20 WGN right here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Dane in for Nick DiGilio. until 5 a.m. We've got Dino Tiberi to my right, Dan Long in the booth. We're talking a little bit about the television situation, how it has changed over, it feels like it's only been maybe a handful of years. I've been busy, you know, kind of paying attention to kids and doing a bunch of different things, where it is kind of the whole TV world is kind of pulled sort of out from under me, right? And you've got Netflix, which we've known has been around quite a while. They are becoming more and more popular. Dan had mentioned that now that concept is so popular that it has kind of split itself off,
right,
where the entities that were being highlighted on it have decided to start their own channels. And I think it's a testament to the fact that things are getting easier to do, where people are just open-minded enough. Remember, Dino, when we were kids, there was only a couple
2, 5, 7, 9.
If you weren't on those channels, you weren't on
11.
Yeah, there
and
was
32. That's right. They had there was a WFLD,
and not right, which is kind of scratchy, and you couldn't really see that good.
Right,
but they did have a lot of cartoons, as I remember.
That was the greatest cartoon channel we had,
which always kept me coming back.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
But now you've got the ability to watch stuff on, you know, just as our phones aren't just phones anymore. The 10th anniversary of the smartphone, and now, you know, our phones are really, they're everything. You know, they're an entire office. They are an entire television network. They're all the, they're your PC, right? You send all your emails, all your texts. They're your, they're still your phone for the most part. Thank goodness. But now you were just showing me. So let's, as far as Netflix, and we'll get into some of the things that are happening, coming, going from Netflix. But what can you do with your phone, and how do they keep you engaged and kind of fight for your attention?
Well, you know, when I've been traveling sometimes, I mean, the phone's not, I've got a, you know, just an iPhone 6, so it's not a huge screen to watch, but you know, sometimes it's nice to be able to pull that up if you're there's nothing else to watch and you've got some downtime. You know, I'll check it out or at least see what's out there, and then I of course have it at home on the big screen, so I can just do that because I have a smart TV. So it's the whole deal. You just click a button. It's really amazing how stuff, like you were saying, is advanced so far now, where you just hit a couple buttons on your remote, and next thing you know, you've got this whole thing you can get into.
I know when it comes to watching television and being able to resist things, I know the two words that probably come to mind for you, Dino, is steely resolve. For me, right? Like, how could you get, you know, miss the whole, you know, Murder, She Wrote? I have missed Game of Thrones, you know, and I know I hear people talking, oh, did you see it? It was so amazing. Or people reference it as if it was something everyone has seen.
Right, the greatest TV show that ever was produced.
And I'm assuming, you know, Orange is the New Black, you know, and I'm assuming that I'm probably one of the few people that hasn't seen it or is familiar with all the, oh, did you see the one when, you know, King so and so did this to,
sure,
you know, Larry the Purple or whatever. And I'm like, I just am not. I'm so sorry. You know, I have missed some of those things. Part of the way that they get you to do it, certainly everyone else talking about it makes you think, well, what's with all that?
Right.
You had mentioned, you know, the ability to, you don't have to kind of say like, well, I missed the first few episodes, I'll never catch up.
Right.
Now you can kind of binge watch those things, catch up right away. You get ahead if you want
right.
to. And then they've got ways to kind of alert you on your phone. So you showed me your phone, right? So
right.
So as you're kind of going through trying to figure out what you're going to do or not do, they've got things where they have things pop up and say like,
well, they'll give you suggestions.
You know, here's something you would like.
Right. You've watched this show. Here's one that's similar to that you might like.
You like murder mysteries based around crystal meth businesses?
Right.
This one's
Angela
great.
Lansbury stories. You know, anything with Angela Lansbury.
Oh,
might
my
come
gosh.
Up. No,
she
but
is
I mean, it'll say because you've watched such and such, you know, here's some other shows that you might be interested in. So, I mean, I like to watch Netflix because there's a lot of movies that are older that I might want to watch again, and I don't have a DVD or a cassette or anything like that to watch it. So there it is.
What do they have on? So is it just things that are relatively recent, or do they go back? And we joke during the commercial break, and maybe some of our listeners would have a series that they would like to see on there that maybe they would love to have. Now with the YouTube, you can go ahead and pretty much watch almost anything, any kind of commercial, even the My Buddy commercial. Remember that toy My Buddy, which
right.
was a strange kind of hypnotic doll that you would climb a tree with, apparently? We brought that on the Bill and Wendy show. People came out of the woodwork. They remembered that thing. Now those crazy commercials you can see at all times. But there may be some as far as quality-wise, you know, where it isn't someone just holding a phone, recording it on their television and posting it up at YouTube. Where you can see some of these great series, 312-981-7200, if you have some series that maybe were from the past. We joked about Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Those early Odd Couple ones, you know, where you could go ahead and see that. Does Netflix have all that old stuff, or is it more?
You know what? I haven't really looked into it that far back. These are more. I've looked at it more recently. Like, you know, Mad Men was one I wanted to watch. I never, you know, saw that, and so I started to watch a little bit of that. I haven't gotten very far into that one yet, but some most mainly ones that have been within the last few years or a handful of years that are recent. Yeah, but I'm sure if you typed it in, if I hit the search and I typed in like Dick Van Dyke, I might have something come up there. But,
Bowery Boys.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I haven't looked at it that way yet. But if I did, I'm sure as I experiment a little more into it and look at it, I'm sure I'll find it.
Well, here's some of the things that are coming. And some of these movies are ones that have been around for a while, some for quite a while. But it would be kind of cool to revisit those. I know that for Dish, and we've got Dish, they've got this interactive thing where you can see some older films. The selection is... I think it's diverse as far as the time period. They got some kid movies and they've got things that are, you know, some are very old and some are relatively new, but it's pretty small. It's a pretty small, selection here, but for Netflix, since we're talking about that, available December 1st coming up is going to be 8 Mile. You remember that I would like to see that again, I think, right? That was Eminem.
Yep.
Basically his kind of
life, almost like his life story.
Yeah. Breakout film there. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Which was, I think that was the original.
That was the original one.
I think Dan Marino makes a cameo in that, yeah. Right? I would, but isn't that the kind of thing that's on like HBO or like?
Well, you might find that on like TNT where there's commercials and there's other things.
That's
you know,
an
and
excellent
this
point.
Is the other thing. You don't, there's no commercials. You just go right through it. Like in the, you know, binge watching, you get done with an episode. It asks you if you want to go to the next one or you can just stop there and pick up. Where you left off the next
you can do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Should be working for Netflix. All right, then Ace Ventura. And these are ones that are new available. So all of those Jim Carrey fans or Ace Ventura, just animal fans. And a little bit after 3 o'clock, we're going to visit. We'll have that interview with Jerry Foose from Wilson Ranch talking about meeting your own private elephants and your own giraffes a little bit after that. So if you love you know, animals, right, Ace Ventura, it's for you. All Hail King Julian season 5. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
Okay.
Don't know what that.
Dan, are you familiar with that? All Hail King Julian season 5?
No.
Okay. No. See, this is my litmus test here. If no one's heard of it, then I don't feel like I'm.
Don't
totally
feel like up. You need to run out and watch
it's
it.
It's not like Game of Thrones, right? So yeah, that's just you. A Storybots Christmas is also coming out August Rush, and then there's one Chef and My Fridge 2017 Dark season 1. Okay. I don't know. Diana in Her Own Words. You know, people love that whole Princess Diana stuff.
Yeah.
Anything that's you know, whether it's the scandal, the intrigue, just the pageantry, people love it.
Yeah, I've looked down further on the list. There's a couple in here that, you know, Nacho Libre.
Is that know, like Jack Black?
Yeah, Jack Black is a wrestler, I think. I never saw the movie, but
he's a funny guy.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different ones that they
Full Metal Jacket. Now Hitch is a show. Hitch.
That was a movie with Will Smith.
Yes, and Kevin James.
Right.
It is on like every 5 minutes, maybe with commercials. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, okay. And that's probably it. I mean, I think the last time I saw that, it was on a cable channel. It wasn't on one of the like TNT or anything like that.
I'll run through some of the highlights that are coming in December. They don't just want to dump them all in there at once. You know, they want to keep you know.
Well, plus all the holiday movies are usually released, you know, then too, that aren't. You know, on during the rest of the time of the year. So
December 5th, Craig Ferguson, you know his late night work and certainly his work in the comedic world, but I think maybe this is a holiday special. Tickle Fight with Craig Ferguson is coming out. I'm sure a lot of Craig Ferguson fans are looking forward to that. Trolls holiday special. My kids would love it. And El Camino Christmas. Really? Is that for like
yeah,
car
sure
enthusiasts?
What, yeah, I guess. Yeah, here's my tricked out El Camino. It's all they got a Christmas tree look. I don't know. I'm not sure what that's all about. But.
Some Disney stuff, and Dana mentioned that there's going to be a potential split where Disney is going to say like, "Hey, you know, we're a big part of.
We're
going to
do this on our own. Yeah,
we can go ahead and do that. I think the beauty of Netflix, at least from getting people in, is this whole $10 thing. You know
right.
that it's reasonable, that it's unlimited. You know, if everybody that's a content provider kind of splits off. Would people continue to do it? Dan, would you consider doing that? Even if you liked some of the programming, if there was like 7 different channels and you had to pay, I don't care what it would be, $5, $8 each, would you do it?
No, I don't think so. It's ridiculous as it is. You know, I think I would pick the one that has the most stuff. And like I said, simplicity is what I'm looking for.
And
anything else defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, right. And go with that. You know, because I see that Pet Detective is here. right? But and I'm pleasantly amused, but I don't know that I'm seeking it out. You know, it's not something.
Right. And you know, I think you'd have to get out there and look around and see what, you know, take a look at the, out on Netflix and see what's out there and see if it's going to fit, like Dan said, fits what you need or what you're looking for. And if it's, you know, it's all splits off, then like he said, it's not really worth chasing, you know, Hulu and all the rest of the, all the different ones that have, you know, have different channels.
And they all started free too. Yeah. We're going to take a break in just a second. We come back, we'll run through some of the other ones that are here, plus some of those other services that are available. We'll run through some of the holiday specials that you're not going to want to miss. We mentioned Trolls holiday special. And of course, I'm not sure this is a holiday special, but coming up on December 14th, they're going to release A&E When Patients Attack. That sounds like some of those old Fox shows, right?
Yeah, probably right. I wonder if Bill Curtis has anything to do with that one.
Yeah, I'm sure he should be involved. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on the TV that you're watching, 312-981-7200. You can add in a text and you can call and talk to Dan. You can talk to us about your favorite holiday film as we get into that range that people are going to be looking to see that you are excited to see one more time. It's Dan and for Dick on 720 WGN. WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Dane in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. Dino Tiberi to my right. And I can mention, too, of course, for those Nick fans out there that are looking for a little bit of Nick during this program, that Larry from Aurora was Dino's uncle, right?
He was.
That's right. So any questions about what did Larry from Aurora like? What was he like? Any extra? What would he like for Thanksgiving? In fact, let's do that right now just to, while we're talking about it. Was he the kind of guy that would that you'd all get together on Thanksgiving or different holidays?
Well, it was sporadic. It wasn't every year. You know, we were talking about how you see the relative now and then. You know,
yeah.
We would get together as a family, you know, on my mom's side years ago. We did that, and then it kind of trailed off after a while. But whenever he came over, it was always a, as soon as he walked in the door, the whole mood just changed. It just, everything got a little bit more hopped up, a little strange, a lot of more laughs. It was just a good time. And, you know, cause you knew something was he was going to say something, cause that man had no filter, to be honest with you. And it was great because, you know, once you get to a certain point in life, you know, my dad's getting to that point now where he just, whatever he says, you know, it's like,
and you're just
look at him like, what?
Man, you know what? I don't know. I feel like in some ways you sort of get there where you kind of want things the way that you want them. You're kind of, you know, all of the constraints of the social norms, you know, of course, obviously within the realm of the law and good taste. Right, and everything
right.
In moderation. But it is kind of, at some point you do kind of feel like, well, we got to really do it that way.
Yeah, can't we do something different or try something different?
Yep.
And that's how it is. But, yeah, that's how my uncle was. It was like as soon as he came in, you knew
you
were.
Was he a turkey man or was he?
Oh, he liked pretty much anything. As long as he had his Pall Mall and something cold to drink and he was eating whatever was in front of him, he was fine.
Oh.
Yeah, he was something else.
Oftentimes, and we'll get into more of that a little bit later, but oftentimes, like, you know, you're accompanying, you know, whenever it is, whether it's the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving, with television has been kind of this companion for the longest time. One of the things that's been kind of tough for me to get my head around is how TV watching has changed, not only just in some of the different ways that we've talked about, you know, over the last, you know, handful of minutes here with Netflix and maybe different services. And so you don't just have your TV and what it is or your cable, which was the huge upgrade. Wow, all these channels, and they're all clear, you know.
Right. That was just it. It was like the reception was so much better who knew the one little cable from one, you know, part of the television to the wall would improve how things were viewing-wise on your TV.
We don't want to go completely old school, but you remember that as a kid, like, wow. You know, but here was the thing. It's a give-take world, Dino. And so instead of TV, which was free up until that point, once it was the cable, it's like, hey, isn't it great to have 30 channels now and they're all clear? Well, that's going to cost you, right? And so then that was cable. And so now you've got it where you've had some of these services. I know Hulu, when they came onto the market, they were completely free. I'm not sure that they are still to this day. Netflix is very reasonable. We had and we're going to check it out too. We've got a texter from the 708 saying that Netflix, and we've said, you know, one of the best parts about it, at least one of the most enticing reasons to get in on it, is that it's $9.99, right? You know, that's what your
service
is.
Yeah, that's what mine's. I don't believe mine's changed. Maybe I need to check my bill though. Maybe they slipped it in there and I didn't know it. But
No, there's Netflix Prime, and they said that it is being raised to $13.99. So we're going to check on that to see. It shouldn't be too hard to figure that out as far as if it is $13.99. But then you figure, just like Amazon Prime, I mean, just from a regardless of the cost, would you rather have this over that? The Amazon Prime, on the, anytime you attach Prime to it, it's like bacon.
Right.
You know,
it's supposed to be better when you put the
if you put
word
bacon on
it,
it's better. You take Prime, somehow it is better. The Amazon Prime thing on the delivery, it's really, I mean, I don't know how you could, it has got to be, the whole world is changing, especially in the holiday side, you know, whether it's the, you know, Christmas shopping, all that kind of stuff. Remember the mall and everyone shopping and going,
yeah,
and now
most of my shopping online.
Online, you know, and it didn't used to be that way because you thought, oh, you're going to order, it's going to come through the mail now, and we'll get right back to the Netflix thing because I don't want to get too far away from that. But as far as like holiday shopping, with that Amazon Prime, you could order it. It could be at your house before you'd even get back from the mall to go buy it.
Right.
They'll deliver it on a Sunday, and it's like in 2 hours.
Yeah,
who does that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the world we're living in right now. So, but, you know, getting back to the TV, I'm really torn right now because I think that, you know, I'm paying so much a month for the, you know, cable. I think having this as an alternative for, and especially now when I'm, you know, I'm busy, I'm not home a lot. Doesn't really make sense to have it all, but I guess when I do sit down, I want to have that opportunity to watch what I want to watch, and you know, and certainly Netflix gives you a lot of options, but you know, it doesn't really give you everything.
It gives you the entertainment options, but you're able to watch it on all your different devices as well.
Right.
I saw you checking out stuff on your phone, and kind of what I was getting to when we first got into it is that TV watching has changed so much. Where we were so glued, TV was the giant focal point.
You come home, I've got to watch TV. Well, now you can watch it wherever you are.
And I think that younger generation, and I think Dan can speak to this a little bit. Like, Dan, a lot of your friends, I mean, you obviously, because you're working in and around the sports industry for the shows here, and if you're a sports fan, there's really no other way to consume it than, like, in the moment. But don't you have a lot of friends that just don't even have TVs? You don't even have, it's just not a big part of what they do.
Yeah, or they'll have TVs, or they'll go, you know, they'll get a Amazon Fire Stick, or they'll do the Apple TV. Like, there's different ways to cut the cords, but it's also, you know, again, you have to pick the thing that has the most value to you.
Right.
It's an individual thing.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else, and I think growing up for us, it was just like, this was the TV. Everybody got
this,
the same thing.
This is it. This is all you get to watch. You have to watch the Bears on Channel 2. That's the only channel you can watch it on. You don't have an alternative for programming for sports.
And now you're able to customize your situation in so many different ways. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to send it. Oh, okay. We've got those breaks combined, so we're going to go ahead and do that. So now people are able to kind of customize what it is they do on the TV watching. And they're able to kind of figure out what it is that they want to do. I would love to be able to get rid of the dish thing. But see, here's the thing. There's smart people working on this, not like the Brussels sprouts lobby, which really hasn't done their job.
Yeah.
Is, you know, they bundle it with all these things where you get two things you don't want, you know, a phone glued to your wall.
Right, I got rid of my phone. And, you know, the bundle is what saves the cost because when I took it off, it didn't seem like the price dropped much. It's like, well, I might as well have it on then.
Right.
That's
the way they work.
You know what I mean? That's how they get you going and coming and going with that stuff. So, but yeah, I'm going to have to rethink that. That's one of the things going into 2018. That's going to be a focus of mine, is to come to a final decision on what I'm doing on my television.
If they can find a way to do it, and here's where I think some of the, and we've talked about some of these different subscription services, Dan mentioned that, you know, Disney might do this, or maybe even Marvel might do this, or some of these other content providers, you're going to have their own channels, is the Cubs some, even, you know, you can say you're keeping like the all 500 channels for the ability to watch the Cubs live.
Right.
Really, you know, but if they came out with their own channel, it was less, and let's say it was $14 a month, and you get rid of a lot of, you probably,
well, I would, yeah, if it meant, like I said before, about the Home Shopping Network and all the other.
What do you buy on the Home Shopping?
Well, I'm just saying, I flip channels, and it's like all these channels that are, I'll never, and as soon as they see, it's like next. I just, now I've got to the point where I've put all my favorites down, and I don't even go through them, all of them, because there's so many. You know, you have, like you said, 400 channels. I might watch 100 of them if I'm lucky.
That would be the tough. Well, it may, before the end of the program, we'll get some thoughts from the listeners as well, 312-981-7200, on holiday shopping, how it has changed, what they plan on doing. You got to get in on that. So, you know, my mom's shopping in July. Do you have your Christmas list in or whatever? So, but I know for people like us, a lot of times I'll do it late now.
Starting like now
in the home shopping network and all that stuff. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the news. And we brought up, and it is in the news, the whole big game thing, animals, elephants. I got a chance to take one of the family road trips for On the Road with Dane down to the Woolston Ranch. So when we come back, we'll talk with Jerry about that.
Hi, this is Jerry with Wilston, and you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Actually, this is On the Road. On the Road. We've been taking some road trips around America, across the country, all the way to Florida. And of course, if you remember, listeners have loved some of the features that we've done related to Indiana, just a road trip away. And this one is a little bit further than some of the ones that we've done. French Lick, Indiana, kind of down near the bottom of Indiana, but definitely worth every bit of the travel. It is Woolston Ranch, and here we have Jerry Foose. He is the president here, been here for so many years, sharing some amazing stories. Jerry, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. Glad to be with you.
Well, thanks for having us. I mean, first off, let's talk a little bit about the facility, the property we've got in the Chicagoland area. You know, so many people love animals. They love to see animals, interact with animals. We've got some great zoos up in Chicago. This is every bit of anything that you'd want from a zoo, but it is a world away from that as well, where you get to not only see some of these amazing animals, specifically African elephants and giraffes, but you get to interact with them. You get to really experience them.
Yes, you do. We like to think of it as instead of going to see an animal, you come to meet animals here at Wilston. And the experience is one of a kind, totally unique experiences that have been, we've received guests from 8 countries, guests from every state in America. It's a very intimate opportunity. And we're very thankful for all the attention we've had from guests that seem to really want to enjoy what we've got here.
38 states in Canada as far as WGN signal and where it reaches. And but for people to come here when they could, you know, I'm sure they have some sort of facilities, you know, in the, either their state or their country. What is it that makes this place so special? You get to meet the animals for sure, but it is very unique.
Well, it's very unique in that we have 1,100 acres here, so we're not sitting at the edge or inside a city. So the feel of it is entirely different. We are a farm, so we've got our warts that go with being a farm versus a beautiful facility. Our interest is in the care and hand-picking the animals that come here. So we're picking the kind of animals that people that want to be with people, that it's an enrichment for these animals to see people. And when they're not around, the animals miss them.
And I think, too, and this is something that we've shared as well, travel is transformative. And also, I think interacting with animals is transformative as well. This has got to be the only time probably that so many of the individuals that are here, that come here, that enjoy it, are going to get to be as up close and personal. So you get to have that personal experience. But talk a little bit about what you think it does as far as kind of on the educational side, enriching those individuals, giving them a kind of new, different, expanded understanding for elephants and giraffes.
Well, elephants are an animal that people have been, it's been well documented that they're in trouble, particularly African elephants, because of the ivory poaching. And so their habitat is going away, but a larger issue than habitat is the fact that it's very hard for these African countries to control and to stop the poaching that's going on. So these animals are going away. In addition to that, you've not had elephants of any number imported into the U.S. for the last 30 plus years. So you have an aging elephant population here in the U.S., but here what's going to happen is you're going to be able to look directly into the eye, feel the ivory. We've had, I can't tell you how many terminally ill people have come here. I can't tell you how many people have come here with wedding proposals, birthdays, traveled halfway around the world to be able to actually touch the ivory on an African elephant. And, of course, with the giraffes, it's a different story, and one that I think is more difficult, because the giraffes, people are unaware of the significant problems that giraffes are having right now in their population base. In Africa, a few decades ago, there were about 250,000 animals. There are less than 80,000 giraffes left in Africa, and they are on a fast pace to go away. So you actually can go hunt giraffes in part of that country today for about $2,500. So we really want people to get to know what a giraffe looks like, what a giraffe feels like. to look into the eyes of those animals and then to make them more aware of the problem going on in Africa with those animals. Here in the U.S., you know, we have animals born, there are giraffe babies being born, and they're a great animal to display. They're a great animal for the public to interact with, but they're in real trouble in Africa.
So to really understand not only the animal, we all see them in books and cartoons and TVs and at the zoo, but to kind of understand the challenges that they face in their natural habitat. On the education side, and unlike what you would have at a zoo, certainly here you get to meet them, experience them, touch them, feel them, feed them. But also you really do have the luxury of having your staff experts being able to share and very patient with almost any question. So in the end, you end up learning so much about them.
Well, we do. We try to make it educational in all cases, but we also want it to be fun. So we try to find a balance. And the best way we've been able to accomplish that is by we will patiently stand there while those guests sitting in their comfortable bleachers ask any question they want about the animals, about the location, and we'll stay there until the last question's answered before we go into the feeding sessions and things.
You've been doing this a long time, so obviously you've seen a lot of people and you've shared with a lot of people. I have been in a million different settings where in super interesting settings that people have traveled and paid to be a part of, and people say, hey, any questions? And nobody has any. Are you surprised by how inquisitive people? I mean, there was no end to the questions and a lot of really great ones.
Well, I think the difference here is you don't feel rushed. In many settings where you're going to be close to one of these type of animals, you know, it's going to be a very large audience. Maybe you're standing there. Maybe there's a time limit that's going to pop in and surprise you, so you're not as comfortable. Once people start asking questions, it's amazing how many people then feel more comfortable about asking questions. Plus, we hear a lot of the same questions every day, but we get some new ones every now and then, and it causes us to have to go look that up. You know, what's the answer to that question? Right. So it's also good for the staff to be able to do that. And here again, our people that are working with these animals have great love of these animals. And you people that come and watch this and experience it, they see how much those animals react to the people that are taking care of them. And it's so obvious that they're very close.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, is, and I let the listeners know we're talking with Jerry Foose here at Wilston Ranch in French Lick, is you mentioned you get to experience, you get to meet the animals. But you know what? It goes the other way, too. It is a two-way street, is that those animals seem to be getting, I don't want to say as much, but almost as much from interacting with the people. And that is something you would never get in a zoo setting.
Well, that's right. And it's amazing to me. People, on Mondays, we do not have the public in for the elephants, and it's a day off for the staff. And while the elephants do get their required bath, they have to have one bath a day under the USDA license. But at 2:30 in the afternoon, if we happen to take ATVs past their pasture, they're standing at the barn waiting to go in to get their baths. And so that is their excitement, is to be able to go in and kind of see this thing. And who of course, wouldn't like to get a scrubbed on and rinsed off and shampooed and taken care of in that way? And when people see the animals and see them literally going to sleep during these baths that they're getting, they have no question as to whether this is good for those animals or not.
Well, they're getting some great care, and you look at some of the situation. This is one of the things we've talked about, the challenges that they face, whether it's poachers, you know, in kind of their home countries. But some of the things that have gone on here, some of the changes in regulation, some of the changes in the way that people are interacting with the elephants. So let's talk about it. You've got a place like this, a facility that obviously the animals are enjoying, that the people are enjoying, but there's been some changes, like that you've said, that people aren't necessarily aware of as far as contact with elephants, that maybe the intentions are good, but sometimes it can have some negative effects.
Yeah, many of the zoos, most zoos that keep elephants have gone to a zero contact. And while with the public, most of those animals were never engaged with the public to any degree. They certainly were with the handlers and caregivers. And I just think it's really wrong for those animals that have spent years, in many cases 20 and 30 years, with handlers that have been touching them, and they've been able to touch those animals. The animals have been able to touch the handlers, and all of a sudden there's zero contact. And I think the animal can get very confused by the fact that there's a change in the way they're being taken care of.
Some of the interactions and the education, I think, is interesting, too, and some of the things that you find out where you think because these are kind of animals in the team photo of things that we know and have grown up with, but there's a difference. I think on the elephant side, people are aware that there's an Asian elephant and that there's an African elephant. On the giraffe side, I think people just think a giraffe is a giraffe is a giraffe, but there's differences.
There are differences, and primarily it's in the coat on these giraffes and where what part of Africa they originate from. So you have 9 subspecies of giraffes, and they actually think a couple of them are really at the cusp of going extinct. But because of how giraffes are distributed across Africa, they do not, so a Maasai giraffe will not see a reticulated giraffe. They don't interact with each other, so you don't have any interbreedings unlike you would with horses or with many animals. So there is a difference, and generally you can look at the coat of a giraffe and know what region of the world, in what region of the continent of Africa it originated from.
So a little bit more of the education side when it comes to stars of the show. You said it's a farm. This is a beautiful area, and I know that the animals appreciate it as much as a lot of the guests. And stars of the show, yes, the elephants, the giraffes are the stars. They play a leading role. But you guys have a lot of other things going on. We saw, I know coming up soon, you guys are expanding. You've got some kangaroos coming. I think I saw a zebra. I think my son was excited to see a donkey. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we have a wonderful collection of small animals, and those animals are all hand-picked so that people can go up. If they come up to the people, you don't have to worry about whether they're going to get bit or not. These animals choose to do that. They certainly are not forced to do it. They seem to enjoy the interaction with people. We do have a breeding pair of zebras. We plan on adding a few more zebra to that, although zebra are a tricky animal to introduce new animals into a group. But we're going to work on that. We also have a small herd of bison. We do have about 20 head of riding stock on horses. So we do have horseback riding on site here. We've got 35 miles of wooded trails. Then we have many small animals. We also do ATV side-by-side touring here, and we have a zip line course, wonderful zip line course. So people come here for lots of different things, but our animals... We're about to make some really big changes here in terms of building a huge barn that will enable animals to come in and out of that depending on the type of weather we have and the season of the year. And that will enable people to have an interaction with, for example, baby zebra or with the kangaroos, which we're going to develop a program. We have those animals here now. We will be developing a program where you're going to go in with the kangaroos as well.
Wow. So well, you hear some of the... The cheers and the noises from some of the younger fans here. So something for all ages. I think you've got some cabins here as well.
Yes, we do lodging. We have from a one-bedroom cabin to a 10-bedroom lodge. It's 125 years old. So we have assorted lodging on site.
So a lot of different things, including it looks like a finely appointed gift shop there as well. But none of this happens in a vacuum. Talk about all the visitors. You talk about the education, so much to gain and experience and enjoy here at Wilsdom. How can people get involved and support it? I know that you've got some new facilities that you've built, some new ones that you're planning. It all takes, the support of everybody to make these things happen so we can all enjoy them.
Well, it does. Unfortunately, with the elephants and with the giraffes, the fees that people are paying for the opportunity to get up close and interact with these animals actually has provided full support and enabled us to give them outstanding care. So actually, they're supporting us just by showing up and participating in a huge way. We do have one project we're working on right now. It's a small, relatively small project, but guests have asked us, how can we get involved, and is there anything more we can do with these elephants? And so we have opened up. We've been awarded a not-for-profit status for an elephant enrichment fund. It's a small fund that's going to be used in 2018 to build a outdoor pool in their pasture. And so right now they've got mud wallers and mineral pits they dig, and trees are up in the woods.
Did Lou or any of the other elephants put that in the suggestion box, the pool?
Well, the pool, the elephants are just so much in love with water. And so sometimes when we get dry periods during the middle of summer, our mud waller dries up. So this will give us an opportunity to have the animals in there irregardless of how hot or how dry it is here.
Exciting stuff. So let's talk before we let you go. The website where people can see all the different accommodations, the animals, the hours, the times when you guys are open, and how they can get in on some of this here at Wilsdom.
Okay, our website is wilstemranch.com, and then when you go in there and go to the homepage, there's banners across the top that you can pick whether you're looking at lodging, whatever type of activity, whether it's an animal encounter, all that's on there. You can book all your reservations online, which is relatively new for us. It's a we've taken a big leap here with a total online reservation system. And any questions you have, of course, it's got our phone number, and there's a lot of great photos and a lot of great information as to exactly what's entailed in any of these activities.
WilstemRanch.com here. Get out here. You've got to make a trip, whether you make it a yearly trip to come out and see the animals or all the things that are new and changing, or a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to experience and to meet some of these amazing animals. Definitely get out here. And Jerry, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. We really have enjoyed having you here and look forward to your guests hearing about this and becoming aware of us. Thank you.
WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Dane in for Nick until 5 a.m. today. Got an opportunity to hear from Jerry Foos over at Wilstem Ranch. Got to tell you, and maybe this is on the gift-giving kind of scale. We've talked about it. We're going to talk a little bit more about it over the next handful of days, certainly as we get into the holiday season and some of the gift-giving that people do. Instead of the toys, instead of something that you can open, and there's nothing wrong with any of that. All that stuff's great too, is experiences. People are looking to have experiences and kind of, get out there in the world. And I know a lot of people, and I feel like we're getting so old, at least in our conversations, like that younger generation, like the little kids these days, but people are looking more into that. I think parents are looking to get kids experiences, have them get out there and see the world, enjoy things. And that place was at Wilstem Ranch, and getting the opportunity to see the elephants. We'll put some stuff up when we do the podcast here at WGNradio.com. Some of the pictures, Dino, you saw some of them where little Maxwell got a chance to feed the elephant, kind of hold the elephant, hug the elephant.
Oh, yeah, it's up close and personal. He looked like he was having a great time hanging out with the animals there, and it looks like a lot of fun.
From the 219, it was down in French Lick, or very close to it. You can just Google that, and you'll be able to find it. And yes, there were Larry Bird questions asked. Larry Bird.
Where does Larry Bird live?
So we're here at this ranch with these beautiful animals. How far is this from Larry's home?
I bet this is only a three-pointer away from where Larry lives.
Larry's boyhood home. No, he has been there as well and definitely checked it out. But it's a great opportunity. They have a bunch of different animals out there as well. On the entertainment side, Dino, you and I had talked with about some of the different movies, a little bit off the air, too. There's always in these kind of world domination movies, it's always Planet of the Apes, right?
Right.
Or The Birds, right? Or The Locusts, which was a lesser famous apocalyptic type movie. There hasn't been a movie where the elephants took over. These are friendly beasts, and the giraffes never... There's never there's an intelligent strain of giraffes that are looking.
There hasn't been world domination with elephants or any of the other animals. It seemed like more, back in the day we were talking about. I know I mentioned the old black and white movies. They had a lot of insects would take over, but elephants not so much. They're a friendly bunch. They don't.
Here's the difference too. It's all very small, very intimate. You're there with just a handful of other people in there. You have every opportunity to ask any question that you want. Nothing against the great zoos, and here in the Chicagoland area, whether it's Lincoln Park, which is free, awesome, right? And then Brookfield Zoo that we've all kind of grown up going to. They are great, and they give you an opportunity to see some of these amazing animals from the entire scope of the animal kingdom as up close and personal as you can be. But here you actually get to hang out with them. You get to touch them, feel them. It's a unique opportunity to go ahead. So Dino, from the what has been your brush? 312-981-7200, anybody else that's got a brush with the animal kingdom that they'd want to share? But as far as you, what is your closest, have you ever done anything like that?
Well, I don't know so much. I mean, my uncle, my dad's uncle, Nick, had a...
Not to be confused.
Nick DiGilio. No. He had a farm out in Union, Illinois. He had a...
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we had a hands-on experience there because he had a bull, he had chickens. I mean, all the things you have in a...
Okay.
Horses, so we had all that. When we wanted to go out and see it, we would just get in the car and drive out there. But, for kids to have he didn't have an elephant, obviously. So, I mean, you don't have that opportunity, but now you can go to see one. That would be, those pictures were awesome. Well, I mean,
you can
as
see a
kid, that would be great.
You can see a handful of them, and there are, from what I understand, there are not opportunities like that. And this is really a road trip away. It's maybe 4 hours away. There just aren't opportunities to have that up close and personal situation with it because it's a difficult thing. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of resources, not only, you know, to have the acreage, to have what it is that they need, but also there's a lot of, as there should be, regulations on having these animals and keeping these animals and then trying to do it in a way that makes them happy, right? Where they're not just, you know, an attraction, you know, they're getting to kind of, as best they can, live, you know, in sort of a natural habitat. You know, they just hang out and do what it is that they're doing.
You know, they need a day at some point where the, you know, when the staff's not there and the people aren't there, they can just hang out and relax, you know.
I can just play some cards.
Yeah, I can just see the elephants sitting there going, ah, here they come again. Geez, we got to entertain these kids again for the 10th time.
They're very smart, and they seem to enjoy it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and then send it to news. It is Dane in here for Nick on 720 WGN. WGN right here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. Great bumper music. Dan Long spinning those bumper hits, you know, all morning long. Dino Tiberi to my right as well. And we've talked about some of the holiday stuff as people are planning out their gift giving. They're thinking, what are they going to give the loved ones, the people that that deserve to be recognized in gift form? And the different ways that people are doing it. You know, we all remember the times trudging through, you know, the Woodfield Mall, right? You know, you have a bunch of stuff. Some things are sold out. Now you can just go ahead and through the comfort of your, you don't even have to even move. You just sit on the couch and you can order all sorts of stuff. Or as Dino does, he has sort of an Elvis-esque kind of command center with four or five home shopping networks, different versions of it.
Thank you very much, man.
Right, he's got like four. You've got whole QVC, QVC2.
15 of those and 10 of those are the right TV.
Could you deliver them right away?
That's right, man.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's one of the things that people like. Experiences, we've talked about it. We'll talk about it a little more for the end of the program. But one of the things that I think is always a hit is, well, sports. People love sports. We love sports. This is a great sports town.
Oh, absolutely.
What are the ways to extend outside of going to sports, watching sports, loving sports, supporting, you know, your favorite teams? Sometimes you want, you know, that little piece of history that goes along with either your favorite team or your favorite player.
Yeah.
You know, there's entire industries built around sports memorabilia. You know, you've got all those journeys, those jersey signing things, ball signing things. They come out to Donald Stevens Center, right? And you have those opportunities to get some of those artifacts. It's one thing if they're right in front of you signing the ball, like you've got an Ernie Banks signed ball. And, of course, and you'll remember because you showed me the picture, except the Ernie Banks doesn't look like. Of course, people get older, they change. They don't always look the same. This Ernie that was signing your ball had a turtleneck, and he looked sort of like a Muppet.
He was standing next to Bert. I don't know.
You were at the Disney.
I was at the wrong one. I
got the Sesame Street signing.
It said Ernie on it. There was nothing else on it.
Sometimes at the Donald E. Stevens Center, I was there for the National Muscle Car Championship, but they also had a bridal shower thing, and they had a sports thing. So if you get caught in the wrong one,
you're in the wrong room.
Yeah, you'll get
I got the Muppet memorabilia signed there.
Right, I'm sure he signed the ball though with his three foam fingers or whatever. Anyway, that's not the point. Whenever you get something, you're going to want not only it to be great and well received, but also authentic. And apparently, you know, we've got a story in the news where that didn't happen.
Well, a federal judge ordered Arkansas collector John Rogers jailed after prosecutors accused him of running a scheme to sell phony sports memorabilia while on bond awaiting sentencing in a similar multi-million-dollar fraud case involving fake Heisman trophies and doctored baseball cards.
So this guy,
he was already had a case against him, still working it behind the scenes, and got himself involved in another case.
Sometimes you get in so deep, Dino, that you
can't get out.
And, you know, your attorneys need to get paid. You got to mount that defense. If your only source of income is fake Heisman trophies, you're going to want to do that. And I think what you do is you go obscure with that stuff. You can't be something current
So was
it
like,
can't be the OJ one
well,
either.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, what would the Heisman Trophy not have the full, like half of a pose and that was it?
Okay, so I think you're getting into the detection phase. Like, how do you know? And this is, I think, 312-981-72. How do you know if your Heisman Trophy is fake? Right? How do you know? And this, I don't think, is a cat burglar operation where they're in there doing the whole Indiana Jones Temple of Doom thing, pulling one Heisman Trophy while they replace it with an artificial
right.
one.
Here's a fake one.
You're not stealing, you know, like a Danny Werfel's Heisman. Did he ever win the
Danny Werfel never won the Heisman.
He deserved it. He deserved it. Or you know, so Billy Sims is one of those, you know,
sure,
the great Oklahoma running
right,
back.
That's the one where it says here, in one instance, Rodgers fabricated collateral for a $100,000 loan from an investor by having a trophy company fix a nameplate to a Heisman replica to make it look like it was the authentic trophy awarded to University of Oklahoma running back Billy Sims. And Rodgers also created a phony letter confirmy the authenticity of the trophy and sent an email to the investor stating the trophy was valued at up to $225,000. So he uses his fake trophy to get a loan. Here's my collateral. I've got Billy Sims as Heisman right here.
I mean, as great as Billy Sims was, and he also had, I think, what we would all consider a successful career as a Detroit Lion. I don't know, $220,000
for
the
bill. Yeah, it's a little steep. I don't know.
I think if you could have gone to Billy Sims himself and asked him, and he probably would have given it to you for less. Right?
Yeah, I would say I would agree with you there.
I think, you know, in this kind of world when everybody has access to sort of everything and everybody through social media, you have the ability to fact check these a little bit. I'm not sure. Do we say who the buyer was? Because there's, you know, I think it takes both, right? It takes a guy, and we were joking around before Dan printed out, you know, the actual things where he had a replica Heisman trophy and then he was just changing the plate to
right.
fit. Like, well, who do you want? I'd like Roger Staubach. All right, boom, you got it. We got one of those later.
Archie Griffin. He won two, so it'll be worth even more.
We thought, right, there's more out there. You can sell them more. We were wondering if he was creating them. Let's say that, you know, because sometimes you have talents, right? And sometimes you can steer those talents into productive, law-abiding ways. And sometimes, you know, you go dark with them. Let's say you're a great sculptor, but you're illegally sculpting, you know, Heisman trophies and then selling them. Apparently that's not the case. You can just order them from China. And get your own nameplate. You probably have them engraved with whoever you want.
Sure.
But it takes two sides. Who do you get that's going to pay it to?
And
then just because a letter says?
Someone who just doesn't have a clue.
And I mean, of all people, Billy Sims.
Right.
I mean, again, he was great. I thought
great
he was
running back, but yeah. And, you know, it was from 1978.
I mean, this is not the Paul Hornung, you know, this is not is Billy Sims in the NFL Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
I'm not sure about that, but
was he going obscure to avoid detection?
Maybe.
Saying like, well,
no one's going to remember Billy Sims as Heisman. What year did he even win it in? Yeah, I mean, this guy was just corrupt to the core, though. I mean, he used his living girlfriend and others as a front for a scheme involving forging of everything from a Mickey Mantle 1956 Triple Crown batting trophy to a phony commemorative football from Super Bowl I. Oh, look at this. I got Vince Lombardi's signature right here.
You know, there are so many ways to check things out on the, you know, whether it's Cuban cigars, whether it's, you know, memorabilia, whether it's authenticating this. There's all sorts of videos to help you. You know, if you have concerns over your memorabilia, 312-981-7200, if you're thinking, did they really have wooden footballs in Super Bowl I? The answer is probably no.
Yeah, it would have been tough for Max McGee to make a catch with a wooden football. That's all I know. But this guy's in all kinds of trouble. So he already had one case against him, and he just continued breaking the law while he was in jail. And it says here he pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in March, admitting he bilked dozens of victims out of at least $25 million through various schemes involving sports memorabilia and photo collections. According to his plea agreement, he routinely altered sports memorabilia items to make them appear authentic and used proceeds from the fraud to repay customers who had figured out the items were fake. It was like a Ponzi scheme.
So you sell them, and if they say, like, hey, this isn't real, then he's like, oh, here's your money back.
Right. Yeah,
and
sure.
And he's got, like, 10 other Heisman trophies
it's
out there.
It's a little hush-hush money so we don't get it out there, but that's crazy.
So Dino, you know, on the memorabilia side, what kind of things do you have? I've had some stuff over the years, some really good stuff. At least I thought it was. And
you better double check that, Dave. It might not be real.
But what kind of things have you had, and what kind of things would you want? You know, if it was out there, not on the Home Shopping Network, because you know they sell in bulk. but if there was an item out there that you thought would be really, really cool to have, what would it be?
You know, I'm more of a photo guy. I like to, you know, if I can get a picture with someone, you know, obviously then that, to me, that's worth a lot more than a signature because I was standing next to the guy.
Right.
But I don't really have a whole lot of, like, baseballs, there's things, I've had a few of those. I don't have any really a ton.
You're not like a collector.
Yeah,
like
I don't, that. I'm not interested in any of that stuff, to be honest with you. I mean, other people I know are, they're into it big time. They're into it, cards, the whole thing. I just never got into that stuff. I like to, like I say, I've got pictures with various sports figures, and that's enough for me. I don't.
Dan, I know you're a big, and before we send it to weather, and we're going to do it completely on time, we'll ask Esmeralda as well, but do you have any kind of, I know you're a big sports guy, and obviously work with the sports shows. Do you have any, like, sports memorabilia, or is there a figure out there that you're like, that's one guy I really like, it'd be cool to have something?
I did. I was big into it when I was younger. You know, I'd go to the shows or whatever, or in, like, even mail, I do the you know, mail a card to,
oh well, that's smart though,
active
because
athletes, you know, with, you know, varying success rates, but it was, you know, you're in, you know, middle school, early years of high school, it's nice to kind of get a treat in the mail every once in a while. I was Barry Zito, signed my card or whatever.
Well, but you're doing it, at least approaching it in the most probably verifiable ways, like you're there in front of them at the card show, or you're mailing it to either them or the team, and they're sending it back. You don't have just random guy from Arkansas that you're...
Yeah, I mean, the fun was getting it yourself somehow, you know?
Yeah,
that was
sure.
the chase.
Right, not having to go through channels to get that taken care of.
Woo. 720 WGN right here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Dane Neal in for Nick D until 5 a.m. Dino Tiberi to my right. Dan Long in the booth. We are talking a little bit about, we're going to kind of blend it, right? The gift-giving world plus also the memorabilia world. If you're going to get that loved one, maybe their favorite player, sports personality. Memorabilia can go a bunch of different ways. It could be like your favorite actor, your favorite,
sure,
you know, whoever it is. You know, make sure that it's authentic because there are people out there that are trying to sell you, you know, extra Billy Sims Heisman trophies or extra trophies. You had a great idea as far as, you know, go out there and get the picture of yourself. It is more personal, right? And you had the opportunity to interact with them. You're not just getting there, or do like Dan did and go to one of the shows or actually write to them, right? Do a little bit of effort. Get it back from them, and then, you know, number one, you've got a little provenance too, right? You didn't just get it from, you know, a dude on eBay, right? You got it from the person or from the team. Some ways to do it. One of the ways that people love to follow in the footsteps of their favorite athletes, and Dino, you mentioned this during the break, and this fits into the gift giving. It also fits into apparently one of our sponsors too, is to give the gift of hair.
Yes,
right. Give yourself the gift of hair for the holiday season.
I could use one of those gifts. I'm a little bit follically challenged, as you might imagine. But
you deserve to have whatever you want, right? You know, if you want to go with a giant mohawk, right?
Sure.
You want to get out there. You want to do the big afro. You can do whatever you want. Want to go understated. Any of those things are possible. You mentioned 294. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have gone up and down 294. And there is so many billboards that it really does make you have to say, like, what is going – either they're making so much money with this, or this is a giant – this is really an effort, you know, from the hair people. This is, I think, the Restore company. We've had them in here. We've had, you know, Urlacher in. We've had, you know, Ryan Sandberg in.
Sure.
They are up and down on giant billboards, up and down 294.
Amazing.
So somebody is making, this is working, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about it. So, I mean, my buddy and I were like, just amazed. When we went up back in to the Cubs game towards the end of the season, we couldn't miss it. You kept seeing them. Like, there's another one. How many of them are out here? And it was just amazing to me how many of those billboards were there, and the fact that, you know, that's great. It's a great, you know, that's a great product for them, and, you know, they're out there selling it. And I mean, obviously that advertising angle worked, because I'm sure everyone sees it. So
yeah, well, and they've been really upfront with the whole. You know, it isn't as though they're trying to, like, you know, Ryan Sandberg isn't, you know, and Brian Urlacher, you know, is one of those, like, you know, Mike. It's like if Michael Jordan came out with a big hairdo. you know, he's got like the he's rocking the dreads. We'd be like, well, how did that happen?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
You know, so you want to give some credit where credit is due and gain a little promotional thing. So these are people that, you know, we know, love and deal with here as sports personalities. And they decided to go out and change their look. For Brian Urlacher, I'm not sure, you know, for any of these people, I'm not sure that anyone was clamoring for them to like, oh, geez, if only Brian Urlacher had a hairdo, right? You know, I don't think anyone was looking for that, but he obviously thought that was something he wanted to do, and he looks different.
Right.
You know, he looks good. You know, Ryan Sandberg looks really good. You know, I think it works out really good. So maybe, I don't know how you can give yourself the gift of hair in a month.
Yeah, well
other than
well,
just
you
buying...
could probably just buy a, you know, a part into the treatment. Here, Dad, this is look what I got you for Christmas. You're not getting the tie again this year. You're going to get some hair this time.
Because we as a family have determined
that... We decided it was time for you to get some hair.
Right, you won't do it for yourself, but we'll do it for you.
Well, you know, vanity's one thing. You got to get out there and get it done sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you maybe they need a little bit of a push.
How do you package that gift, you know? And this is not the kind of thing. It's not a traditional gift. So this is sort of the experience because, number one, you're going to pop out with something ideally permanent and wonderful, right? But there's an experience that I probably include some pain, certainly some time along the way. So what do? I think you kind of push the finished product, right? So you give Dad the
after look.
Like
here's
like,
the after shot. This is
here's some options.
He looked right.
So you have like
do you want it filled in all the way up to the front? You just wanted to cut the you know that patch in the back that's been annoying you for years. You want that one filled in? How do you want to handle it?
I think you go no, Dino. I don't think you do that. I don't think you get practical with it, and because
you just give it to him.
I think no. You have pictures of stars with famous hair, and you give them like imagine you as Tom Selleck, right? You know, and you've got that. You know, and you have some of those famous like hairdos throughout history that. Maybe secretly your relative has been looking to emulate.
Well, sure. I know you're a big fan of the Fonz. Why don't we bring that look back? Just go from like totally bald to a guy with a full head of hair. That's it.
No, but an amazing full head to where you are looking in the mirror, you're combing it, and then you're like, hey.
There.
You know, I'm not sure exactly what results are possible, but I know that you can see some of those befores and some of those afters. And I think, you know, for the experiences, because I'm sure once you get in there, you can customize the situation.
Oh, I'm sure you could tell them whatever you want.
Yeah, the doctor probably just should say, like, well, here's what you need.
Yeah, this is what they paid for. This is what here you get five strands of hair. Now you got to come up with the rest.
Go in any way you want.
That's right.
But Dino, you had mentioned that, and I think this is an important way to do it. It's a jump starter, right? You said, like, here's, you know, because then kids can give, you know,
they can
like
all chip
a tie
in.
Or whatever.
Because you can't, you know, it's for those people that... You know, you can't think of anything to get them, or maybe they have everything and they don't need anything except their hair.
Maybe they don't even need hair.
Yeah, they might not even, yeah.
Because like Brian Urlacher, like I said, I don't think he needed it, but for some reason he felt he did. But maybe some of those relatives just don't know that that's possible, right? And then they never considered it. So I think that's why you need to accompany it with the photographs of famously hairy people. I mean,
look at this guy. He's got a lot of hair.
Right, he seems to be
happy. Look at how happy he is.
Like David Beckham has nice hair. Maybe you have that, and so
yeah.
So then you're you know your parent or your relative that probably doesn't consider themselves to be an international sex symbol can now
or a baseball or football star
or right. He's like, well, you could have the hair of one.
Right, they did it. Why not you?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that's maybe an option. I wonder. You know that is probably something that they're getting. Right now, that they're probably getting people calling in and
no, sure.
And
because
saying,
well, like I said, it's very clever advertising when it just blankets the highway. You get it. I mean, you can't go up and down that road without seeing those ads. And if someone was, you know, on the fence about it, yeah, why not give it a shot?
And I think in the gift thing, like how do you package it? Certainly with one of those. But if you get one directly from the Restore folks,
sure.
They probably have a card. You open it up, and it probably has Ryan Sandberg's voice saying, like, congratulations.
Yeah. It's time. So glad you made this decision.
Welcome
You're not going to regret it.
Welcome to the club.
That's
you
right.
Know, whatever. All right. It is a little bit before 4. We're going to take a break. Then we'll come back. Then we'll send it to news. It's Dane here for Nick on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm Robert Height, driver of the Automobile Club of Southern California, Chevrolet Camaro funny car. You're on the road with Dane, WGN. Now here's a surprise.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us, fresh off an amazing record-setting season, one of the greats of all time, certainly has cemented his I think his place in the pantheon of NHRA drivers at this point. It is the driver of the AAA Auto Club of Southern California Chevy Camaro Funny Car, this year's NHRA Funny Car champion, the one and only Robert Height. Robert, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane.
Wow. Well, it was great to have you here in Chicago. Got a chance to talk to you a little bit before the Route 66 weekend, and there was some excitement then. But little did you know that you were going to have maybe it's just the greatest season of all time, right? I mean, you had not only a championship season, your first since 2009, but something super, super special.
Without a doubt. You know, honestly, I really look back on the season, and I really think our turning point was Chicago race. When we really started coming into our own, running well, getting more consistent, and after that, boy, we started setting records, winning races, and eventually a championship. So it all really started right there at Route 66 Raceway. Love that place. We set new track and speed records while we were there, and it's one of our favorite stops on the tour. In fact, the owner, Scott, was at the awards banquet the other night. It was good to see him.
Oh, it was okay. So it was great to have you guys get together, and because it's the 20th anniversary for Route 66 Raceway. I know that so many drivers have talked about how much they appreciate what it is that's going on there. It's going to be an exciting time to highlight one of those milestones. When you say setting records, you set it at Chicagoland. That was not the only place. You set it all over the place. Can you believe that of the top 10 times, as far as fastest times in NHRA for a funny car, you have 7 of those times? I mean, at what point did you realize it's one thing to get out there and be successful, but you're just rewriting the record books?
It's really, truly amazing, you know. And the trick was, we always could be fast, okay? But to win races, win a championship, get where we are right now, you have to be consistent. And we finally got that done. Early in the year, we were fast. We weren't racing well. We weren't consistent. We would beat ourselves a lot. So I really believe, like I said a minute ago, we came into our own at Chicago, and not a better place to do it. I mean, I remember rolling into that place 20 years ago when it was brand new, thinking, my God, this is a super stadium built for NHRA drag racing. Doesn't get any better than this. And it's still one of the nicest facilities we go to all year long.
When you talk about coming together, and you know, and you'd be the first one, a very humble guy, always ready to share some of the credits, a team effort, John Force Racing, you guys, you know, there has been success all over, obviously Brittany winning the championship as well. But on the team side and crew chief wise, you know, you were reunited with Jimmy Prock, and he was there for your first championship back in 2009. Was that a little bit of it? And then for the listeners, you know, we cover a lot of the stock car racing, NASCAR here, is how important, because you think, you know, it's so much instinct and split second reaction that you guys do, but how important is a crew chief in the kind of things that he can add into race day and NHRA?
Well, we wouldn't be here talking right now if it wasn't for Jimmy Prock and that team. Them coming back to John Force Racing turned everything around. It was a shame to lose him. You know, in 2009, I won the championship with Jimmy. 2013, John and I switched. I went to Mike Neff, John went to Jimmy Prock, and they won a championship together. So I was always kind of bummed about that. You know, I really liked Jimmy. We were best of friends. And then he ended up leaving and, of course, coming back this year. So being reunited with him is special. Getting to win another championship, amazing. But I always thought we had unfinished business, but I never thought we'd get back together. And of course, we did, and I think the future is just going to be bright. I think we're going to win a lot more. He's focused, still have the same group of guys and team intact. You know, it's the people. You win because of the people you surround yourself with. And last couple of years, that's what we've been working on, getting the right group of people together. And obviously the results are there.
It's a good thing you weren't under the weather last week. Let the listeners know we're talking to the, you know, he coughs now and then because he's already spent entirely everything he needed to become the NHR Funny Car Champion. We're talking with John Force Racing's Robert Height, the one and only. So you mentioned, hey, you're still going to be fast. What do you do when you look back at a season like this and there has never been anything like it? Do you think, hey, we're going to just continue and just dominate in that same way? Or do you look back and say that was a moment moment in time where we were at our very best. I mean, how do you top it? Or do you just not even plan to? You just get out there and do your best and good things are going to happen.
Well, that, I do. I think you've got to look at it and be optimistic that we're going to continue this. But you're not going to continue it without hard work, okay? And we've got here for a reason, but we also have a target on our back, and you're going to make all those other other teams work harder, but we continue to work hard. I hope we can stay ahead.
Oh, no, you will. Okay, but what you need to do,
Sorry about this cold.
I've had it
for 2 weeks, and I just can't get rid of this cough.
So it's kind of like a Michael Jordan moment, right? You're probably running a temperature, running a fever. They didn't know if you should even get in there and race, but you did, and you won the whole thing, and you kind of harnessed your chi and made it happen. Of course, your fans are going to want you to rest and relax and be ready for Pomona, you know, starting up the next season. But what do you do? I mean, I know that you're going to just kind of relax and kind of let it all sink in. I don't know how you do it, really, honestly. But and then you get down and you get to maybe just kind of have some fun, right? What do you do? What does a Robert Height do? You know, he's got a little bit of time off. Certainly you're going to want to keep your skills sharp and practice and do all that. But what do you do for fun with the family?
Well, basically, there's not a lot of time in the off season. So when you don't win, you've got to go to work the next day and figure out how you're going to be there next year so that you are winning. Well, we can celebrate for a short period here, but we got to get back to work. And I'm president of John Force Racing, so there's a lot of work to do. Sponsor-wise, you know, we just won 2 world championships, okay? So we need to sell that. We need to market that. We need to get all that out to corporate America and hopefully get them to buy into John Force Racing. And not any better time than the present. What I normally do is spend 10 days, you know, during the holidays with my family. We take a vacation, enjoy each other, still at home most of the time. But trust me, in another couple weeks, I'll be ready to get back in that race car and get to racing again. It's just something you love, you can't get enough of, and you want to get back out there and win.
We're blessed as racing fans to have you in there doing what it is that you love to do at a high level and getting to witness some of these things. And as the president of John Force Racing, you could not be prouder for, you know, your teammate Brittany and having her get so many great stories, so many emotional stories. And it really showed, you know, there you guys really appreciated it. It was just obvious just how much all of this success meant to you. And of course, you're not going to want to rest on your laurels. You're going to want to build on it, kind of move forward and do some things. And you are way ahead of the game. For those people that want to follow all your adventures, maybe see if you're going to tweet or be on Instagram, if you're sitting on a beach somewhere with the family or taking a vacation or doing whatever you're doing, social media wise, what can they do to follow Robert Height?
Twitter is at Robert Height 7000. Same for Instagram. And obviously Robert Height on Facebook. So definitely want the fans to follow us and see what we're up to, you know, celebrate with us. But like you said a minute ago, I am very proud of Brittany. You know, what she accomplished, she'd never been in that stage before in her life.
Wow.
You know, with that kind of pressure. And she handled it like a pro. And trust me when I tell you this, from here forward, she's even going to be a better driver because now she knows she can do it. Okay, she's going to have confidence, and that's what you need to be a good driver is confidence. And you watch her from here on forward. She's going to even be better, and this is the first of many championships for her. I'm very, very proud of her and her team.
A prediction for the man who knows what it is that he is talking about. Scary. It is scary for the competition. It is exciting for all of those fans of NHRA and, of course, everything you guys are doing over there at John Force Racing. We're going to let you go. Let you take care of yourself, get some chicken soup, and relax, heal up, and get ready to go dominate and kick some butt next year in NHRA and on the funny car side. And Robert, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for taking time out today. Do you have a prediction on I don't know if you follow NASCAR at all. Do you have any prediction who's going to win tomorrow down there at Homestead?
Well, I was hoping it was going to be a Chevy, but we don't have a Chevy in the final four. So I am in a NASCAR pool. I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and my driver in this NASCAR pool is Kyle Busch. So, man, I got to go with that because he wins this thing. He's going to do me a favor, and I'll win a few bucks.
That's great. That's the greatest testimony. You are the lucky charm for everybody. I'm sure I will let Kyle know that that you've got his back and that he has to win. He's got even more pressure on him now because Robert's got him in the pool. All right, thanks, man. Get back to doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for taking time out, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks for having me, and happy holidays, everybody, and look forward to seeing everybody, you know, next year. They moved the Chicago race a little bit, but look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Thanks, Robert. WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Dane here in for Nick DiGilio along with Dino to my right, Dan Long in the booth as well. And talk a little bit about some of the things as we head into the holiday season. What are the perfect gifts to give? Memorabilia, sports memorabilia. We've talked with some of our racing people. They would be great candidates, right, for those fans out there that would love to have some of those items.
Hanging on the wall or on the mantle, or the depends racing, what it is, I guess.
Racing side of it, there isn't as many kind of built-in things that there is.
Checkered flag?
Well, sure, but not everybody wins one of those.
Why it's more valuable.
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking for anyone to sign, you know, because whereas like a baseball player, regardless of how great you are, right, even if you're was it a Carlos Marmol or whatever?
Well, when I threw out the first pitch of the Cubs game back in 2010, there was some rookie pitcher named Diamond that caught the ball. I had no idea who he was, and I don't know who he is now.
But he
signed the baseball. Yeah, I have it somewhere.
So as long as you're a baseball player of whatever note, you can sign that. You know, it's not necessarily you're not signing a World Series trophy or something like that.
Right.
So you have that in football. You've got jerseys. You've got, you know, footballs. You've got things, right? On the racing side, there isn't as many. You can't take a fender.
An old oil can. This was used in Kyle Busch's car.
Here's a tire. You know, not everything is like mantle worthy, right? Sure. That you have in the other sports, right?
Yeah, it's not Mickey mantle worthy either, really, to be honest with you. But you know, racing's a different animal altogether. It's...
Whether you're racing a car, whether you're racing a bicycle, whether you're at the Daytona 500 or so the hills of France, right, in the Tour de France. We did want to mention from the 219, somebody had suggested that the Greg LeMond jersey that he had worn when he ended up winning would be in that final stage, would have been something that this specific listener would have wanted. And then to have him sign it, that would be great.
Sure.
There's only one of those, right? So if a guy from Arkansas is selling five on eBay, chances are at least five of them are fake. Right.
There's only one that's authentic. Which one is it? We don't know.
One of the cool things about Amazon, though, and we've talked about, it's a great way to get your stuff. It's competing, almost maybe helping to sort of destroy the business model of the shopping mall.
Yeah,
we've seen some of them go dormant.
Retail stores are going down the drain.
Is Amazon, and you can get all sorts of new things, some of the greatest and latest, you know, products that are out there, especially on Black Friday as we get kind of into the holiday buying season, but also other stuff, you know, like you have sort of an eBay situation, right? Amazon has, like, you can get used stuff on Amazon or collectibles, like, on Amazon. It doesn't always have to be new stuff right from the store.
Right.
But either way, this is something that they're doing. These guys are sneaky. At first, when the Amazon thing came out, I was a little skeptical. I'm like, who's going to want to do that? You know, I love to go to the store.
You want to go down on the couch,
Kenny's, and buy my shoes. You know, have the guy come measure my foot. You know, I want to do all that stuff. But now, as they've gotten better at it, and we joked about it in one of the previous segments, that now it would almost take you less time if you got Amazon Prime to order it, have it delivered, than it would to go to the store,
right, and come back
and buy it.
The thing beat me back here. How did that work?
And people are becoming more comfortable with that whole buying process, and now. Man, look at the stuff that they're doing, Dino.
Yeah, this is insane. It's just Amazon wants you to shop for the holidays in augmented reality. Well, I usually am in augmented reality. I guess it kind of fits. But now you can, or iPhone customers can shop for home office products, decor, and electronics. And you can get a look at how those products will fit in your home. What? Wow, that's crazy. So if you have an iOS 11 on your phone, you can, you know, choose to shop through the Amazon app, pick a product, overlay it in your living space to see how it fits, and the products can rotate a full 360 degrees. You can see how it lays out in your living room. Here's a couch I want to get. This is how it's going to fit in there.
Wow. I don't know how many times you and I have spent time on the phone, and you're telling me, like, you're like, Dane, I thought this lamp would look great in here, but I get it here.
And man, now it looks awesome. I can't believe it. This Amazon is unbelievable.
Yeah, to be able to do that, I think it's pretty amazing. It's really sneaky. You know, you look at some of the things you'd want to do, you just on the paint color size and the design side and some of the things that they can do, you know, hey, the curtains or the wall colorings or, you know, carpeting or some things, you can get kind of a gist of what it looks like, not just in concept in general, but specifically in your own place with your own stuff. It's pretty cool that they're able to do that.
And you don't have to hear the annoying sales pitch while you're going through it. Here it is.
Here's the other part of it. So with the Amazon app, and these are amazing people. I think they're looking to put a new Amazon fulfillment center.
Right, another one here in Chicago.
In here.
And then, or somewhere. They haven't decided.
We had joked around there'd be a floating cloud-based one with drones drop. No, that
dropping
was,
off gifts.
That was a real news story. So here's the other thing. Including furniture, appliances, toys, and electronics. So for the kids, at least for my kids, I could imagine what these toys would look like on the floor in their room. I can just scatter them about in the room. It's like, that's what it's really good.
There's
a
replica of that elephant that Max was with down in French Lake, including the ivory. Look at that.
They did have a well-appointed gift shop, and I did mention that, where you could get a stuffed, and he ended up getting a stuffed buffalo or something like that. They did have, that's another thing, they did have buffaloes there. Amazon already has a slew of new ways to shop, including its traditional website and app, and they can shop by voice using an Alexa-enabled device. Even those devices would be a great Christmas gift as well. My mom's got one of those. The kids enjoy asking random questions about weather in different parts of the country. So what's the weather in Phoenix? You know, and then Alexa comes back and says, right now in Phoenix, Arizona, it is 78
degrees.
See,
now, to me, that should be Tom Skilling's voice. He should be the voice of that. Should have somehow got in there and got his voice involved in there. That would have been a lot more authentic, at least for the Chicagoland area anyway. If you get Tom in there to tell you what the weather's about, that's sort of, you feel like it's right.
A customer or Jessica Tandy, maybe she could help you. As well, it's, I think, 27 after. We're going to take that 27 break. We're going to come back and then send it to news. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Dane in on 720 WGN. WGN here live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Dane in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m., so a handful of minutes here left. Dino Tiberi to my right. We've got Dan Long in the booth, and we're kind of going over some of the ways that the gift giving, every year it changes, Dino. It isn't always the same. Things are happening. There's new toys on the market, new items on the market. There's new ways to get the toys and items. We've talked about some of those experiences that you can give people, whether it's the opportunity to get up close and personal with an elephant, or to give that loved one the extra hair that they
they might need, maybe they didn't necessarily need it, but the family thinks they need it. I don't know.
The augmented reality is, because here's the thing, people have over the years become more and more comfortable with buying stuff online, whether it's the will it really show up in a certain amount of time, how can I get over, not being able to be there, feel it, touch it, all that kind of stuff. And this augmented reality that Amazon is working with is trying to, I'm sure they sit around, unlike the big Brussels sprout lobby, right? And they actually think like, well, what are ways that we can kind of break down the differences, the barriers from the actual in-person buying experience to the online buying experience, and either make people feel more comfortable or give people, ways that can kind of push them towards thinking, hey, I can pull the trigger on this. I'm confident this is going to work out. And before we went to the break, you had mentioned they've got a new thing where you're able to, I guess, take pictures of the inside of your house, different rooms. And then you can take not only, and I've seen it on the design side, they've got it at the paint store where you can change the wall colorings or put on some different curtains or some other things. Now they've got an opportunity where you could take that blender, or an appliance or that new refrigerator. And
how will this look on your counter? Look at that.
Right. It looks good. Let's have that. Let's get the toaster. This is going to look good right there. It's a little bit crazy. The kids' toys, I'm not sure why they have to look good in there, but maybe if, let's say, you're doing like a dollhouse thing, maybe even if you want to see if it'll fit. I'm not sure how exacting the specifications are, but
I gotta believe that's exactly what they're doing, because some of these things that they get are pretty good size, so you don't want to have no room for your children to play with the toys. So they're laying them out and putting them in the room to see how they fit. Probably a key thing there to see if that's something that you're going to be interested in purchasing.
As the and they've got new bookstores, all sorts of different things, slew of other ways, touting its physical bookstores, as well as a new service called Treasure Truck. Now, that sounds dangerous. As a parent, that sounds like the kind of thing that...
there goes all the money I made last year, thanks to the Treasure Truck.
Treasure Truck, right? It picks up the treasure.
Mom, I want three of those, four of those, two of these.
Customers can sign up for notifications about special offers they can pick up from the trucks that will roll through 25 cities. We remember the successful business model of the Ice Cream Man, where there was the music,
or the bookmobile,
the music playing, was that a successful model?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, so then you have certainly well-intentioned, right? Reading is good. But the ice cream man, remember he would roll through town and have that hypnotic song, right? And then the kids would run up and ask for like dreamsicles.
Can I have a push-up?
Yeah, can I have a push-up and some of those things? The kind of the breakdown in the model is that many times these ice cream quote-unquote men, I'm sure there's a variety of individuals doing it, there just wasn't quality control on either the vehicle, the hygiene of the people. You know, it just looked like a more and more, and I'll use the word sketchy situation on the ice cream. So that I don't know that
they're still out there, though.
Sure, they are. Yes,
they're still out there. Yeah. So I mean, whatever quality control they're putting on it.
Do you have like where? And you live in Naperville, correct? You know,
I'm in Aurora, but there's Aurora. Okay, but there are. I hear the trucks coming around now and then. And
do kids still run after them, or is it the kind of thing? You know, we always kind of reminisce. We wax poetically about the times when we were able to stay out and play until the lights came on.
Yeah, when I drank water out of a hose.
Yeah, and your parents never cared where you were because they figured you were safe with your neighbors or out playing ball. Yeah. And now it's just a different world. You know, you can't.
Yeah, you got to know where they're at 24/7.
Yeah, so I mean, are kids able to roam free looking for the delights of an ice cream man truck?
I think they can, as long as they're within eyesight of their parents or whoever's watching them at the time. But I don't know. I mean, I've seen them. The kids don't chase the truck down, but you know, they're still going out there when they show up at a park or, you know, I see them at baseball games. They'll show up too. So the kids that aren't playing, they'll flock.
That
over
makes
there
sense.
And get stuff,
you know, any kind of food truck situation. Yeah, you're going to go where the people are, sporting event of whatever level.
Right.
You're going to do that. It's changed a little bit. Dan, as far as like the ice cream truck, do you remember growing up with an ice cream truck where you would run out there? Do they still exist where you are? Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, they were still around when I was a kid. It was not like a regular thing, though. You couldn't set your watch to when the ice cream truck. You just kind of had
o'clock, here he comes.
You kind of had to get lucky being outside one summer day. But
okay, because it was more, I remember it being more of a regular thing.
Flooded the market back in the day because they knew kids were outside all the time. Now, when you're in there playing your video game or on your computer, you might not see the light of day, so you're not going to run out there. You're already outside. When we were all outside already, so when we heard it, we ran right to it.
Dino, you hit on it, right? It isn't so much the fact that the ice cream truck community is remiss. It's that a lot of times the kids are gone. They've dried up. They're inside. They're not out there running around.
That's why they go to parks, because that's where the kids are at.
Gotcha. Okay, well, here's the reason I kind of brought that up for the last like X amount of minutes, because this treasure truck is probably Amazon looking, hey, this worked in the past. If we can get through the fact that the guys that are driving them are scary, right, and that the kids aren't outside, if you can...
We don't know that, though.
If you can send an alert to the kid, not only just the hypnotic, you know, siren song of the music luring people.
Well, I wonder what kind of a song that would be used for the treasure truck, though. Would it be an uplift?
I think you have an alert on their device, so on their tablet or their video game, a scroll
comes
up.
We're coming.
Treasure truck around the corner. That's what it's going to say. The kids will badger their parents for...
Come walking out like they're hypnotized to hit to the music. Oh, here comes the truck.
You joke, but that is exactly what they're, hypnotized. What? Whatever makes them ready for purchase. And the treasure truck will come to your community. So customers sign up for notifications, or they just get signed up about special offers they can pick up from the truck that rolls through 25 cities. That sounds scary. So deals are already popping up on Wednesday. Amazon's offer includes a $150 Dyson vacuum cleaner, 50% off.
Wow.
That's pretty good, because that's kind of an aspirational, you know, vacuum, right? It's the kind that people want.
I don't think the kids are running out for those. The adults running out to get the vacuum cleaner.
It's on the treasure truck. $119.
Except the Tickle Me Elmo toy I mentioned there, 33% off.
Just $20 for the Tickle Me Elmo. Is he still popular?
No idea.
Well,
I'm asking the wrong guy. I don't have. I don't know. I can't even remember the last time I saw one of those.
Well, the reason I ask is we've got three kids, and so two of them remember the heyday of Barney, right? And so Vivian, who's only six, she'll make Barney jokes, and they'll talk about Barney.
But she's never
seen Barney. Barney is not in the kids.
How does she know about it then?
Well, the other kids talk about Barney, so he's like this extra guy. And the there is some kind of word on the street. I think it's probably kind of an urban myth that Barney was somehow involved in some kind of a drug altercation. I know it's not true.
I just remember the episode on Saturday Night Live when Charles Barkley was giving Barney the business during the one of the opening skits of the show. think he was playing against them in basketball or
so
something.
So whether it's the Cabbage Patch Kids that we all remember, whether it's Elmo, who's still relevant and on sale coming up this holiday season, or Barney, who seems to have retired for whatever reason, along with Charles Barkley. You know, you've got different reasons. Here's one of the other things that they're able to do. And I thought of this, and one of the listeners did as well, maybe in a little different context, but the 262 says, can you overlay lingerie on your wife or girlfriend? Because, you know, oftentimes, you know, gifts come in the way of whether it's a, you know, a tie for dad, a sweater for the uncle, or maybe for that certain special sure. someone. You know, some lingerie or some kind of nighttime apparel, pajamas, if you will.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to know if it's going to work and if it's going to overlay. I was thinking clothes wise, you know, does this sweater bring out my eyes? That kind of thing, right? Or is it going to go with these other pants that I've got? And you can overlay it. That seems like a natural, Dino. They're going to do that, right? Don't they? I mean,
well, it's possible. I think anything's really, you know, the tie thing. You know, you get those people, the parents get, the dads get those horrific ties. If they had an opportunity to see what it would look like on dad, maybe they wouldn't buy that tie and they'd get another choice.
Or maybe they would request a discount.
Or they would just say, I'm not going with a tie at all because he looks silly with a tie.
Or it's going to look, ideally, that's not really what they're hoping for, Dino. Obviously, they're probably hoping it'll look great and then you'll buy two or three.
Of course.
But on the close side, I think that is, if they're not already doing that, listener from the 262, they should be. And I don't know about the lingerie side, I think, but anything, right? Anything that you want to wear. WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Dane in for Nick DiGilio for a few minutes more till 5 a.m. Dino Tiberi is almost to my right, Dan Long in the booth as well, as we kind of kick off the week that is kind of the start of the holiday season, the holiday buying season, plus the start of the Thanksgiving season. And we talked a little bit about it at the top of the hour. Patty Vasquez, that was deep into the accoutrements of a Thanksgiving feast, including opening up the possibilities, the opportunities to kind of reacquaint yourself with some of the foods you've grown old enough to avoid if you so chose. And we talked a little bit about the Brussels sprout as one. And but of the things that you like, Dino, what are the things that, and we want to get Esmeralda's thoughts on this when we get a chance as well. We know that she enjoys a large glass of gravy, right? But Dino, what do you look forward to on a Thanksgiving? Is it the green bean salad with the, you know, the onion rings on top? What is it?
Every year I usually get I look forward to having one of the legs of the turkey. That's kind of my domain. Everyone knows I'm
a leg
fan
man.
Of the leg. The turkey leg is one of the finest pieces of the turkey. So I look forward to getting that. Of course, gravy is also very good. You know, you have potatoes and all the rest of the things, stuffing. It goes good on all of it. So I don't make gravy all that much on my own. So good opportunity to get some home-cooked food and get some things that I don't normally eat. So but the turkey leg's the key. That's always earmarked. One of those is earmarked for me, and I look forward to that part of it on Thursday, along with you know, having a piece of pumpkin pie, because it's a seasonal thing, as you know. And so a little whipped cream and pumpkin pie always kind of caps off a great dinner for Thanksgiving for me.
Here's one of the things that happens on a regular basis, and I know that some people are able to go ahead and get their Thanksgiving. I know my brother-in-law always goes to, I think it's Boston Market, and they make him up a Thanksgiving feast for 12, and he gets it, and then he has lots of leftovers, because that is one of the traditional great things about Thanksgiving, is you always have, you know, the sandwiches and the ability to kind of have that meal again and again,
right,
for the following weekend there.
Yeah, the leftovers are always key. I've done the Boston Market thing a couple of times myself. If we had a smaller group, you know, we're not going to go have a 25-pound turkey for three people, so it's, you know, a couple of times it's been small, so I did that. It worked out really well. They had all those things that you needed, all the...
And I don't know. There's a romantic attachment to just that whole process. People right. talk about trying to work, and then we can, you know, you can reminisce about, you know, grandma doing this and that, sure, and those kind of things. But I think ultimately it is a lot of work, and many times there's a lot of stress built into that. We'll, you know, on the Thanksgiving show that we'll do, I'll be on from 9 till noon with a ton of some of your favorite food stars will be joining in, talking about their family traditions, some of the things that they do, know, and love. And these are professionals, so they'll be able to share that. But there's a lot of stress built into that whole thing, and especially, too, if you want it to be one of those times where everybody kind of gets together and enjoys each other, and then one of them or two of them are, you know, off cooking the whole time. What can you do?
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, when my mom, when she would make the turkey for us, she'd be in there all day cooking and, you know, doing all everything, and we'd barely see her until we actually sat down and finally had dinner. I would always wait, though, because I had two younger brothers that were football players in high school, so I would just let them go first, kind of lead the way, clear the path, get their food, and then I'd wait till they were done. Once they got finished, then I, you know, whatever, if there was anything left over between the two of them when they got done, I would go in there and fix a plate. But, you know, we have our own little traditions within the family when we would get together as to the pecking order, as to who would go first.
Oh, really?
And all that. Oh, yeah.
So you hope to move up the pecking
order? I just let them go. No, I always let everybody else go first. I like going last.
Here's some of the things. We've got some traditional places that, you know, that I know and love, you know, so many of the things in the individual personalities of the barbecue world. And so you're having some of those, like Sweet Baby Ray's is not only doing, they do great barbecue, but they also do your Thanksgiving. They do a lot of things with their SBR catering where they'll have it ready. You can go ahead and pick it up. So you mentioned the Boston Market. It's been kind of a long time. We've been familiar with it, and to mention, you know, we've used it just as you have on the family side. But Sweet Baby Ray's is doing it. Plus another bunch of restaurants are doing things well. So Bub City is one, and this is something that that Dan had sent us, the Thanksgiving to go option. Bub City, one of our, you know,
that's a
great
staple
barbecue
and
places.
Yeah, absolutely.
$23.95 per person, serves 8. Sounds doable, I guess. It seems like you really got to want it. Plus, probably, you know, leftovers there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Features a whole smoked turkey, cornbread, sage stuffing, salad, mashed potatoes, gravy, optional add-ons, including a brisket, baked beans, and green bean casserole. That is a must. You can call to place your orders by 2 p.m. on Wednesday, November 22nd. Pick it up on Thanksgiving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Some of these you have to pick them up the day before.
Right, because they're not open the day.
And you've got to go ahead and kind of heat it up, and they've got instructions to do this. This is one where you can pick it up on that day. I think that's pretty cool.
That's a good feature, absolutely, because then it's pretty fresh.
And then some people, and we had Carlucci's in with Bill and Wendy, where they've got, there's more and more restaurants. It's always been sort of funny that, you know, Thanksgiving, and then there's the one Chinese food restaurant, right? And remember from Christmas Story, right, where you've got that option in there, where this is, you know, there's a lot of places open. Chicago, great food town, lots of different options. Some people are breaking away from, they're breaking away a little bit from the traditional turkey and go into some of the regular restaurant side.
Yeah, I think it's a good alternative, especially if you're not into the whole process of making the turkey and all the fixings that go with it. I mean, it's a great option to go ahead and have that catering option where you can just go get it. It's already pre-made, ready to roll.
So out in the suburbs, Downers Grove, Carlucci's doing that, so get a hold of them. They've got something. You can have some, if you got one of the members of your two, three, four, what, some of the family party that really want the turkey, they've got that. Plus, they've got some great Italian food as well. And the Florentine is the other one that's listed here, where they've got Italian Cobb salad, chicken, avocado, egg, bacon, gorgonzola, margarita pizza. You know, pizza, Americano, burger. You know, do you feel a little bit of guilt built into it, though, when you're not doing the...
Saying doing having a burger on Thanksgiving? I'm probably not real comfortable with that, but that's just me.
One of our favorite places, Jake Melnick's Corner Tap. Sandwiches, leftover turkey the day, but who says you have to wait? Head over to Jake Melnick's Thanksgiving on a bun. It's a turkey patty topped in cornbread stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, and all that kind of stuff. So you got that. Jake Melnick's has some great wings, too. I'm sure those will be available as well. So there's a lot of different opportunities. We're going to be talking about it. I'm hosting for John Williams on Wednesday. We'll go through some of those. And then and Thursday, we're going to talk with some of your favorite stars and encourage people to listen as they're kind of getting ready. We'll have Donatella Arpaio. We're going to have Mario Batali. Guy Fieri is going to be on with us. Tony Montuano. Stephanie Eiser. There'll be a ton of
people. It's an all-star cast, it sounds like, coming up on
Thanksgiving
Day.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll do some crosstalk with Dave Pliers, doing some stuff before the guys get into the Saturday Night Live studio. Exciting stuff for the morning show, too. So quick break here on 720 WGN.